Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets look to stay unbeaten under their new head coach, Rick Bowness, tonight when they host the Ottawa Senators. It's the start of a five-game homestand. Face-off tonight is at 7 o'clock. College basketball, Ohio State looks to pick up consecutive wins tonight when they host Minnesota. Tip-off tonight from The Shot is at 6:30, and coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. Other notable college hoops tonight, Indiana basketball is at third-ranked Michigan. Number 4, Purdue is at UCLA. And number 25, Miami of Ohio tries to start the season 20-0 tonight at Kent State. After Indiana beat Miami in the National Championship last night 27-21, claiming their first title in school history, the Big Ten announced that Ohio State will take on Indiana in Bloomington next season on October 17th. The remainder of the Big Ten schedule will be released next Tuesday. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted the best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. How are you today? We got a Buckeye basketball special tonight.
This could be the girthiest show that we've ever done.
Every Tuesday's girthy,
no.
And then you knock 30 minutes
this
off.
Even
it's
more,
even thicker.
Right. It's even more girthy. Because we're out of here at 5:30 today, because Buckeye basketball coverage starts at 5:30. I don't know why they schedule these games to start then, but whatever.
TV, Mike. It's all about TV.
Yeah, big ratings.
Yeah.
Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. Going to start to do something new, she told me, with the Fan newsletter.
Uh-oh. Hopefully it's not bad.
Nudes.
Oh,
yep.
Tasteful?
Nude profiles of all the on-air personalities.
Rothman's just came out today.
Yeah, tasteful's up to you. I mean,
what's like
Rothman's bent over in the barn.
It's very revealing.
We can't have him bent over. We
see
need it to
you
be good.
Next Tuesday. I forgot to congratulate Rothman on the national championship.
I did too.
He's a big Indiana guy. We didn't say anything to him. I feel bad.
He has like a hub where he's not like out and about like mingling. He likes peace and quiet. Everybody's different with how they prepare. I have to make a point to come down to speak to Anthony.
Will you fix that microphone?
What happened?
You know, just look at the cables there. Look at it.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Well, I don't know.
No, you know what? We got animals working here.
I don't want to mess it up. It's just,
I have no trust in that microphone. That's going to flop and flip. It's going to fall right off during the segment. Teddy?
Yeah.
You're the producer of the show. Shouldn't you inspect the equipment before we get in here?
I don't have time.
Why is this happening?
We got animals that work here.
You have to grab the microphone from the outside, right?
Or grab the bar.
Or grab the shaft, the metal shaft here.
Grab that shaft.
Or grab it with two hands around the outside.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire. Coming up at 4:30. Game show at 5 o'clock today. What is the game this week? It's called Timmy Time.
Well, we're sticking with the movie trend here. So we spoke about this trilogy a while back. Went and saw the musical for it. I'm going to quiz you on Back to the Future.
Didn't we do this?
No. We talked about it because we did a musical. I broke that down.
What did we do last week?
Field of Dreams.
Oh, Field of Dreams. Okay.
Yeah.
And I aced it.
That's a different movie altogether.
I aced it.
You did. I don't think you got any of them wrong. And this is something that it's so much in your wheelhouse that I'll be looking for at least 90%, hopefully 100% on this quiz. And this will be fun for everybody to play along because who doesn't like Back to the Future?
Justin Zwick.
He did. He said, let them both burn, right?
He said Indiana Jones was trash.
Oh, my God.
And Back to the Future was trash.
I think he said he could possibly take Back to the Future, but he sounded like he pure hated Indiana Jones.
How you doing, Ted?
Leave him.
Oh, that's a bunch of trash, but I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress loves Back to the Future.
And now you were talking about congratulating Rothman on the Indiana win. I believe you have up to 12 years to do that.
What does that mean?
Because of Jeff Rimmer.
I got it.
Yeah.
That's a Rimmer joke.
Yeah.
I see
congrats,
what you did there.
Jeff. Good for you.
All right, so Indiana finishes it off. They win the national championship. I'm, of course, watching this last night. I wonder if, you know, I was talking to Dom Tiberi about this. Because he said, I wonder what Ryan Day, I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, Mikey, I wonder what Ryan Day was thinking about watching that game last night. Here's my question to you, Timmy. Do you think Ryan Day watched the game last night?
Yeah.
I bet he didn't.
No, I think he probably turned that thing on. I think it's hard for a person that's in the biz that loves college football to not pay attention to the national championship.
I'm not saying that you don't go back after a couple days and, you know, watch some of the film and stuff like that. But, you know, back in the day, back when I was banging, I was working with Chris Spielman. You know, he didn't watch a Super Bowl in like 12 years. Because if he wasn't playing in it, it was too difficult mentally for him to watch it. I wonder if Ryan Day, you know, knowing that he lost to both of these teams, and he probably wants both those games back because he thinks his roster is better, can sit down and physically watch that game without hurling.
It's a good question. I'm going to say he did check it out live, bits and pieces, but it wasn't like, yeah, I'm excited for this game. Let's get a little 2-hour build up. Let's get some chicken wings.
He didn't make a big pot of chili. Nina, let's go.
Buffalo chicken dip. Is it here?
Ooh,
do we have the tortilla strips?
7-layer dip, maybe.
That's one of the great things about having a big football watch party or the Super Bowl party is the buffalo chicken dip for me. But no, I think he probably checked it out. But it's a good question to ask. The last time I was thinking about this, this came up for Baker Mayfield and where Jack and I were arguing about what we would do. So Baker had the situation where you have no control over the game. And I contend.
You contend.
You don't watch that game. If you have absolutely no control over, because he had to sit back, they won their game, and then they had a Falcons-Panthers game, to which can't do anything about it. You're just, yeah, the game matters for your future. You have to have one team win or else you're out, so you need the help. I could not sit through a game like that. I'd have to be in the garage doing anything. I'd build a Lego Death Star.
Ryan Day can't do anything about it.
Well, I know, but
he lost to both of these teams.
But that's done. That's different.
No, it's not done in his mind.
But it's different. The scenario I'm laying out is different because you're actually watching something that depends on your future of that season. What you do the very next 5 minutes after that game is done, it matters. So I don't think I could be locked in and watching it. Ohio State lost. They already got on to their transfer portal season. They've kicked themselves. I think he's had a chance to compartmentalize what that was.
Move on.
The disappointment
from those two. I'm surprised he didn't call in a bomb threat
to the stadium.
Hey, Hard Rock Stadium there. I'm
sure they got plenty of those anyway.
This is Brian May from Queen. Yeah, there's a bomb in there. Evacuate everybody. Don't play the game. And maybe award Ohio State the national championship. All right, bye.
What's the reference there? Did Brian May call in a bomb threat?
No, instead of Ryan Day, Brian May.
Oh, God.
I'm stupid.
That's an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Mamma mia, I think I wrote.
You know this. You know this by now. You wanted it closed.
No, I don't want it now. Fernando Mendoza.
Boy, he's a weird guy, Ace.
You know what? I don't care. You look at the stat line, didn't wow you, you know, but that touchdown run to me is everything.
Unbelievable.
You got the shots of him early in the game, bleeding from the mouth.
How in the hell? And Cignetti's right. That halftime interview he gave, I think he actually gives really good interviews for the reputation that he has. He gives Holly Rowe, whoever, some really good stuff in the build up to the game where coaches are usually locked in and giving you a 3-second answer and the halftime interview. But yes, he was sticking up for his guy. How they didn't get some calls on him, I don't know. But Fernando, as you were saying,
a tough SOB, man.
He is really a tough guy. And I'm watching just the way that he's, you know, working that short passing game, because as this game progressed, you could see you are earning every single thing you got out there.
Absolutely.
Credit to Miami. I thought Indiana
played a hell of a game.
Yeah. I thought Indiana in the buildup was going to blow them out, you know, 17 or more. And once we were 10 minutes into that first quarter, I understood that I was wrong. I understood that that was going to be a battle and a fight, and that Miami defense, like they showed before, they were getting after him. But the way Fernando sees the field, makes the right checkdowns, delivers even the simple plays, which is what you need. Your guy, Caleb Williams, is still trying to learn how to make that simple play. He hits that little out route there late in the game against LA. That's a different story. Fernando's doing all that stuff right, making sure those easy plays are made so they're ahead of the sticks. The running game is solid. And then when you factor in Fernando can do it with his legs,
Fernando did it with his legs. And then you had the block punt special teams, and Indiana special teams has been good all season long. And that's an area of concern for Ohio State. I hope they change that. But,
yeah,
you know, we look at the progression of Julian Sain and what we expect from him next year. And for a first-year starter, obviously, he has the best completion percentage of all time, 77%, right?
Yeah.
But if you could dial that down a couple notches, give me a little bit of that.
A little Nando?
Yeah. Is that what we're calling it now, the Nando?
Give me some Nando.
Put a little Nando in there.
Come on.
Nando's not a guy who's going to run around and beat you with his legs, but when he needed the yards, he could not be stopped.
I think it's exactly the one word we hit on. It's the toughness. And that's a mental thing, and that's a physical thing. It's the willingness to do it. It's being okay taking a hit. I mean, he went full John Elway, didn't he? He was not going to be denied on that run. Incredible call. I thought they should have gone for it at the end. I don't know how you were feeling, but to me, the way Miami's offense was cooking in the second half, it was all in the second half. They shut him out in the first half.
Yeah.
Credit to how they woke up. But when you're up three, I know I'm fine. I at least get overtime if I hold him to a field goal. So I know I'm good there. By kicking a field goal to go up by six, I still lose giving up the touchdown. I would have gone again on that 4th and 5. I was nervous, but Indiana made the interception. They sealed the deal. They fulfilled their prophecy. It's the best story in college sports history, in my opinion.
Is it too early to start talking about preseason polls?
No! Well, no, because we already had them.
Yes, and we'll do it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on East Main Street at Barnett Road. And watch out for another delay due to a crash that's on southbound 71 on the north side, north of Gemini Parkway. There's a truck in the median there, and police are on scene. This report is sponsored by COTA. Riding COTA is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on COTA. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Cool. Which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny, becoming more sunshine as we go later into the day with highs getting into the 20s. However, the feels like we'll still be below zero and in the single digits with breezy winds. For tonight, increasing clouds overnight with our lows down into the teens. And for Wednesday, we do have a chance of snow in the forecast, otherwise mostly cloudy and milder with highs in the upper 30s. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
I talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Men, with the new year comes the chance to make real positive changes in your life. You're still listening to this show, so, I mean, you didn't make that much of a change. But if you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and you're ready to move past the frustration and embarrassment, it's time to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. There may be no better resolution than finally taking control of your ED. They have two locations in Columbus, a quick exit off 270 in Hilliard, right next to Fishy's house.
Oh, Fishy.
He can see into the exam room. He'll be leering at you.
Oh, Fishy waving.
And near the Medical Mile in Westerville. It's a new year. Make the resolution to treat your ED and change your life. What are you waving for?
I'm Fishy waving at you.
Oh.
While
I
your
just
pants
see you
are down
out of the corner of my eye like a lunatic.
Would that put you at ease or would that weird you out? If Fishy's smiling bald head.
Fishy has a very calming presence.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Yellow Ledbetter.
Yeah.
Where they don't. Is that
the Pearl Jam?
Yes, yeah, that's
what
right.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
How do you say? What is he saying in that?
Where they don't.
You can't understand a damn word that he says in that song. So much so that when he plays it live, he changes the lyrics.
Good.
800-900-9654. Call them 800-900-9654 or visit tristatementshealth.com. We have way too early top 25 rankings. So Indiana wins the national championship. CBS Sports has the Buckeyes at number one.
It's all done then.
Here's their top 10.
Give us the trophy.
Ohio State won. Then it's Texas, Georgia, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Indiana, Michigan, and Oklahoma. On three has Ohio State number one. And their top 10 looks exactly the same.
Same thing.
Sports Illustrated has the Buckeyes at number one. Rounding out their top 10 is Notre Dame at two, Georgia, Texas, Indiana, Oregon, Miami, Texas Tech, BYU, and LSU. So no meat chicken in that top 10. Fox Sports has the Buckeyes at number two. Indiana is ahead of them. USA Today has the Buckeyes at number two. Who's ahead of them there? Texas. So according to them, it's going to be a
hot finish.
Going to be a 1-2 matchup with them. ESPN has the Buckeyes number six ahead of Ohio State. They have Indiana, Texas, Notre Dame, Georgia, Oregon, and then Ohio State six. Well, it's just more proof that ESPN is biased against the Buckeyes. Right, Teddy? And everybody else, one, two,
proof. Yeah.
ESPN, six.
Man.
What are we doing?
Just way down there.
Got a problem with six?
I like six. You like six?
Six is good.
Seven would be worse.
It's been, I don't know if T-Bone and Tyvus hit on this morning, because I've talked with Tyvus about this in the past, about, as a player, where do you want to be ranked? And everyone's got a different opinion over this. I understand it. But there's something to say when you're a program like Ohio State and everyone isn't just gifting you the number one ranking. A lot of change has happened. You know, like there's
change happens everywhere.
Every single offseason. And look, there's fluctuation in college football. I mean, come on. And the other thing that I'm looking at is this is going to be a really, really tough schedule for Ohio State coming up.
I've heard you complaining about that.
I'm not complaining.
Why are you so weak?
What are you talking about?
Why are you so weak, man? I welcome
it. What are you saying?
I welcome the challenge.
I do, too. I'm just calling it a fact. It's a fact. It's a tougher schedule.
So you got at Texas. By the way, we got word today that Ohio State is making the trip to Bloomington on October 17th for a Indiana game.
Right. So you've got the Ball State. We know the first four games.
Oh, Ball State, Teddy.
Ball State. Watch out. Watch out for the fighting David Lettermans.
Mm-hmm.
They could get you. Then you're at Texas, second game of the season, so you get that tune-up. Kent State is the other home one.
Flashes.
And then you go on the road to Indiana. Then you go on the road. Well, okay. These are just the opponents. We don't know when.
Yes, we don't know when. The official schedule comes out next week.
You've got at Iowa. Tough place to play. You've got at Nebraska. Whatever. You've got Illinois at home. You've got Maryland at home. Michigan at home. Northwestern at home. Oregon at home. So you catch more home games.
Yeah.
That's the good benefit. Then you're making the trip out to USC as well. I mean, call it what you want to call it. Tough schedule. I do not believe Ohio State's going 12-0 with that schedule. Now, that doesn't mean they're not a top three seed in the college football playoff and that they don't get to the Big Ten championship game. That is still going to be the goal.
They don't have to go 12-0, but what I'm saying is that coming off of the schedule we had this year, which pretty much was Texas and Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and a whole lot of nothing in between, I like the drama for next season.
Yeah, with a tough schedule.
Something to actually talk about and break down.
Tell me.
Because we do so much analysis here on the show, right, Teddy?
Oh, come on.
We're breaking it all down.
We can break
right
down.
Here, yeah. Sports
come
show.
On. We can break down.
We can. We choose not to.
Stay tuned for Inside the Buckeyes, because part of what I wanted to do, it'll bleed into this look to next year. I'm going to do a blazing fast look at the starters for next year, just so we can regroup, see who left, who's coming back in.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
What the starters on offense, and I'll give a couple of spots for the ones we don't quite know about, but just who I'm thinking, who I'm seeing. What I'm saying is, based on losing your last two games and having some uncertainty with how that offensive line played down the stretch, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's one spot we'll get to in a couple segments. There's not a lot of new faces. You didn't get some gigantic big fish in the transfer portal. Jordan Seaton, you didn't give him the $2.5 million that he was asking for to come in and take over one of those tackle spots. So it's still going to be developing and building up what's in-house. And is Philip Daniels going to morph into some awesome
what's
player?
What's in-house, though, Timmy?
Next time around? Should
be good enough.
Okay, good enough, or are we winning championships with that?
Timmy, all I want is good enough at this point.
Good.
Because good enough was good to win every single game.
Not until the end.
What we saw there, the last two games, was not good enough.
No.
It was downright trash.
So I think we need to be better than good enough. The good enough gang does not ride here.
On the offensive line is fine. I want to stay away from trash.
You don't want hot trash?
Same thing with the kicking game. He goes, well, why can't we find Mike Nugent? Hell with Mike Nugent. Just give me a guy who can make a 40-yarder consistently.
Man.
All right, let's stay away from trash.
What a sad day when we're celebrating over a 40-yard field goal.
You can't be the number one thing at every single position on the field. It's impossible.
What?
All right, so you excel at certain areas and you don't suck in other areas.
We just watched Indiana. Indy, flip banana, just went out there and showed you balance over every single part
of
their football team.
They don't suck in any area.
No, they're really good. They're really good in all those areas. That's the thing about it. That's the beauty of it. They were just a balanced football team that developed. They got older players. They didn't even have to be 4- and 5-star talent. We talked about that until we've been blue in the face. And then, and that. But they were good. They were really, really good on all three levels. All I'm saying is I don't know if I get how Ohio State just automatically gets to be number one in the rankings. Sure, they're definitely going to be top 10 every single year. When you build that kind of roster, when you're paying what you're paying, Timmy, you have to be.
You get a Heisman finalist coming back at the quarterback position, you're going to be number one, or at least in the conversation. Yeah, right?
Of course you're going to be Julian in the conversation.
Julian Sand was a Heisman finalist. You can make the case that if he had a halfway decent game against Indiana, that's his award. Whether it should have been or not.
No,
it's his award.
I think it did come down to that
game. And he's coming back next year.
Yeah, no, I'm...
With Jeremiah Smith.
I'm excited about Julian Sand and Jeremiah Smith coming back. But again, Jeremiah Smith is already fully developed, in my opinion. You still are fixing to get better. Any good athlete would want to continue to do that, even as he goes on to the pros. But for what we've seen out of him, I don't know how much better it's going to look. And I even thought that the stats might come down from his freshman year. I mean, that's how good you are is not completely parallel to what the stats are going to show. We know that. There's things that
Jeremiah
will fluctuate.
Jeremiah Smith is trash now.
What the hell are you... Don't.
It's trash.
No.
Teddy, did you hear that?
No.
Timmy says Jeremiah Smith's trash.
What is wrong with you?
I know. What's wrong with
Teddy,
this guy?
Don't play the game.
He might win the Heisman.
Right.
Don't play that game.
You're going to have two Buckeyes sitting there in New York next year.
All I'm saying is I felt so good about this team at 12-0 and how they were going to win the national championship. I'm just saying... Maybe let's just sit back and watch.
You know what? Here I am.
Let's just sit back and watch.
The first day of the offseason with a little bit of optimism. And instead I got negative Nelly sitting next to me.
I'm not negative boning this. There's optimism. It's just
Air Force One.
Number one. Number one. Number one.
Negative Nelly. Get it?
Yeah.
I got one. Temper.
So I can get the Sambo and my Air Force One, big boy.
The NFL is a multi-billion-dollar business run by complete morons. I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side north of Gemini Parkway that's causing some delay there. And you should avoid Fairwood Avenue at Marion Road. We've got some down wires in the area. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Common Man and-
and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Hey, subscribe to the podcast. That's right. That's what we call it. Wherever you get your audio, just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling, and I hope the heating is working for you today. Although, it's just a beautiful day when you look outside. You got the sun out there.
I like it.
Timmy.
I actually like it.
You walk out, you're refreshed.
Yeah.
And I want to send some kudos. Even though I shouldn't have to, but this is the society that we've made for ourselves. I want to send some kudos to at least my local school district who decided we're going to go to school today.
Mine too.
It's winter. It's cold. We'll all live.
What?
So congratulations. I'm glad the kids went to school.
Everybody seems to have like the reason for why this is a thing. When it's extreme cold and we don't even have any elements, we don't have any precipitation, there's no sleet, there's no pounding snow and ice, it's just a cold day. And we're lucky right now where we're actually getting some sunshine in this extreme cold, so it's not white death out there. And people are like, oh, well, the buses can't get up and run. The buses? Those Bluebird monsters? Those diesel engines? I see my bus drivers rolling 55 miles an hour down the road. Those things would start in anything, right?
Fun
They're
fact.
Like wartime vehicles.
From the months of November to March, there's no school in Minnesota. It's so cold.
They just cancel.
They can't start the buses.
Everybody's just homeschooled.
There's no buses there. Mm-mm. Actually, they just take rickshaws to school. Parents pull them in wicker baskets. Wicker.
They don't do snowshoes out there.
No,
they don't do
go
that.
To school. Back in my day, yeah, I'll say it. I don't care.
Oh man, hey, I was seeing something here. Did you catch this last night? And the accounts like Barstool and Pardon My Take, they were like posting this immediately. I noticed this with like 6.5 minutes to go. In the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
You know
the porno actress?
They kept showing the porn star.
Well, they didn't know who it was.
Stop it.
They didn't know.
What are you talking
She's
about?
She's there in front of the camera. She's got good seats.
These are men that are filming this, more than likely.
Timmy. First of all, why do you assume that women can't film?
Because they didn't.
Oh, you gotta have to penis to film the.
No, I'm saying like they panned to the camera crew and like 90% of them were dudes that were working the sideline cams.
I am very familiar with online smut. I've discussed it. I've talked about it. Not necessarily proud of it.
No,
but
no.
It's part of my lifestyle.
You're not proud. You're disgusting.
I didn't know who the hell she was just by looking at her. I mean, I saw it online then later and laughed.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
I mean, I've never...
So how do the camera people know?
I've never seen any of her work. I just... You just know things.
You bet your ass I looked it up, though, after the game was over.
I said, Miss Danger. Danger's my middle name. What do we have here? I mean, they kept showing her. It was like...
I've seen better.
I kept expecting Brett Musburger's voice to pop out of the woodwork. Whoa, my, what a beautiful woman. Whoa. Jeez, Brent. Careful now.
The NFL. My God, are they stupid. This is from Mike Florio, one of my favorite guys, ProFootballTalk.com. Sunday's appearance by NFL officiating spokesman Walt Anderson on the NFL Network pregame show was must-see TV, and it raised more than a few must-answer questions. Beyond the obvious, who specifically decided that the controversial interception from Saturday's Bills-Broncos game didn't require a full-blown replay review. Another comment from the league's executive rules complainer, or explainer, caught the attention of the league's teams. Here's a quote from Walt Anderson.
Okay.
They have an officiating staff of instant replay officials talking about what's going on behind the scenes. They have multiple people at the same time reviewing, really, every play. Said a high-level executive from one of the NFL's teams to Pro Football Talk, quote, explain this to me. Entire staff of replay officials? Who are these people? Why is this the first time we're hearing about this entire staff of replay officials? So you have the head official, Walt Anderson. Mm-hmm. He's the spokesperson for all NFL officials saying, we got a whole team. We got a CTU, Jack Bauer's there with Chloe, and they're replaying.
Satellite coverage.
All of it.
Yeah.
Right? And they're zooming in. And one high-level executive from an NFL team contacts Mike Florio and says, we don't know anything about that. Where is it? Who is it in New York? Are there licensed officials there or just people watching monitors? We don't know. How is that possible? How?
I have no idea.
Tell me.
We have the ACC that is now giving us the look behind the curtain when they do official reviews. So it's not, again, it's not really the fact that I don't think the call was missed.
I don't think it was either. It's just the notion that we've got this secret facility that nobody knows.
I agree. Everything should be on the up and up. It's a $1 billion business. The fans care about this stuff. They need to know as much as they can know about the processes for how we come up with this stuff. Officiating is paramount because that's the one thing that can interfere with the sanctity of the games, right? There's gambling and, I mean, we know that that exists, and we know that you have to crack down on it whenever it pops up, and then there is your officiating. Those are the two things that come into play right there, and you need to know as much as you can know. And again, I think that it was ruled correctly. I just think it should have taken a little bit more time. Like, they didn't review it because the other thing, they didn't review it to move the game along. Forget moving the game along. We have enough of that. I'm a college basketball fan, okay? There's a game that needs to be moved along. And they're trying to do some things by less reviews and coaches replays, which I think they should go for more of. But if you got to take 60 seconds or so to stop that game to make sure you look at that from two or three angles, slow it down, by all means.
By the way, I have no problem with a secret bunker of replay officials. The more, the merrier. I enjoy it. Anything we can do to get this moving a little bit faster, let's do it. My whole issue is, how is this not transparent? Not just to us, but the people in the league.
People didn't even know. I have no idea. That makes zero sense to me, how you couldn't even know. On the subject of that play, did you see that Joe Burrow popped out of the woodwork and tweeted?
I did. Joe Burrow tweeted that.
Same thing that kind of you and I were talking about yesterday.
Both the calls were right. And I don't know why we're making such a big deal out of it.
I was in the same position. I mean, I understand that's a close play. I understand you're completely pissed off if you're a Bills fan. You're probably a little bit more pissed off at Brandon Cooks without wanting to say it. And maybe Josh Allen because he had a rough game. And he felt bad about it, as you could see. And I love the emotion. But hang on to the football. Secure it going to the ground. If you're mid-air when you're trying to catch the ball, you certainly have to fall to the ground and come up with it, and don't bobble it into your opponent's hands.
Bowl season. You want to know the final records?
Oh, like conference records.
Conference records.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? I have a minute and a half, and I'm going to give them to
okay.
you.
Okay. Big Ten good. SEC sucks.
I know. I like that the SEC sucks. But if I'm going to revel in that, I also have to acknowledge that this matters in some way, and it really doesn't.
Well, here's what matters.
You know what matters? That you had a Big Ten team win the national championship.
The Big Ten, once and for all now, is just better than the SEC this year. They're a better conference. They've got three different programs now, and it stretches over 3 years.
I didn't need the result of the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl to tell me that.
Who was in that one again? Was that the El Paso Bowl? I like that El Paso Stadium. Teddy, you seen that thing? They got the sun shining.
It's
West
beautiful.
Texas, right on the border of Mexico. Yeah.
CBS, their only bowl game that they have.
Yeah, that was Gary Danielson's last game.
He was signing off, and
and then they cut his ass off. Get out of here.
To the news.
All right, so here's the final records. Big Ten, 11-5. ACC, 9-5. Conference USA, 4-3. The American, 5-4.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about? What? Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Big 12, 4-4. MAC, 2-3. Sun Belt, 4-6. SEC, 4-10. Wah, wah. Mountain West, 2-5.
Ooh. They're going to become the Pac-10 or the Pac-12. Or are they going back to 10? That's going to be a stupid...
Jimmy Crack Corn.
That's going to be a stupid conference.
Inside the Buckeyes, Timmy is going to really give you... What are you doing today? You said you're giving a...
I said we're going
rapid
to...
Rapid fire sort
we'll
of
do,
thing?
We'll do a little basketball, but for the football arm, we're going to blaze through...
Blaze.
Blaze
That's
through.
The word you use, blaze.
We can't spend forever on every guy, but... The starting lineups, offense and defense, what they could look like in 2026.
Inside the Buckeyes, coming up, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 161, causing some holdup there. And there's a bit of a slowdown on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever, now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeyes are back at the shot for a Big Ten battle with Minnesota.
Live fan coverage starts Tuesday at 5:30 after Common Man and Timmy.
Every game, every season, your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Enjoy more.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Look at my boobies, Jack.
What'd you do for lunch today? I had a good one. I had a little, There's your microphone turns on.
I went to the McDonald's today.
You did?
I did.
I did a McDonald's. Whole wiki had me straight. Eduardo was there at the window, and I got myself a double mix and match snack wrap. That $8 snack wrap deal. Really good.
That's a good price for
had
that combo.
Spicy, had the ranch.
Two snack wraps, medium fry, medium drink, $8.
Breezed through there, 11 o'clock, not a single soul in the double drive through. Smiling faces, got my food, just nice, really nice.
What was the number?
So I didn't get BH69. Like is my normal code.
Have you ever gotten BH69?
I swear to God, I actually got 69. It was KY69 today.
KY jelly.
It was still funny.
Yes. What Teddy, KY69.
Code.
It's funny. That's funny. Nice.
Stupid.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Lube me up.
Let's start with some good, clean Buckeyes, okay? How about Chance Gray from the women's basketball team? 8 of 13, team high 22 points, while going 6 for 8 from three-point land. That's pretty good. Added 4 boards, 2 assists, and Ohio State knocked off top 10 TCU 71-69 yesterday on the holiday. Gray nailed a 3-pointer with 16 seconds left, put the Buckeyes up 4. That pretty much secured it. The Buckeyes are 17-2, and I spent some time talking with Good Clean broadcaster Tyler Danberg about the squad. He feels this is a little bit different than some of the teams in recent memory that have had amazing regular seasons but fell short in the tournament. This is not new for McGuff's team to perform really well at this point in the regular season. They've been doing this, but a lot of scoring left last year. I think this is pleasantly surprising. This team got worked by UConn early on. This is a much different team, and you want to see. I will trade off being a preseason top 15 team for a team that starts in a certain place and elevates and then finishes in another place by the time the season is done. You want to be crescendoing near March, so let's make sure that we keep doing this.
Crescendoing, Teddy.
Yeah, I don't know if I can put an ing.
Crescendoing.
Yes, ing. Ing.
KY69.
Nice. You know your other music terms?
It's funny.
Huh? Funny? It's a big hat. Funny hat. Anyway, move along, Betty. Men's basketball, feeling some good vibes after that Saturday that they had. They controlled the game against UCLA. Sent Mick Cronin packing. You had him wanting to trade his players.
Oh, hell with him.
Tonight at 6:30, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and we are calling this, of course, a must win. But let's hear Jake Diebler, head coach, also a good clean Buckeye this week, talking about John Mobley and his career-high 28 points. And I've been on him a little bit, but it's because I know how great he could be.
You want consistency.
Maybe he's starting to untap that a little bit. What is he seeing from Mobley?
I think he's slowed down when the ball's been in his hands. He's utilizing his physicality and angles a little bit better on screens. And I think once he gets, you know, whether it's a screen where he's going to catch or he's getting a ball screen, once he gets off that screen, he's doing a better job of slowing down when he's in the paint. So it's just, you could call it poise, you could call it whatever. I think he's got unbelievable basketball feel. Mm-hmm. And I think he was going so fast sometimes that he wasn't able to use that feel, you know, as well as he could. So getting him to slow down a little bit with the ball in his hands, we're seeing that feel and IQ that he has, and it's been really good for us.
The next thing for John is this guy can play inside the three-point line. And when he has the ball in his hands and people are overcompensating, he can find the open man. And he can set somebody up for an easy bucket, but it's his scoring when he goes to the rim in that mid-level scoring. He can do that. That's the next step for him. So let's flip it to football here. Transfer portal closed. January 24th is the exception deadline for IU and Miami players. Ohio State had 31 players leave. A lot of guys that won't wait, that won't get developed to bring in 16 dudes. So let's do this, Mike. Glancing at the possible starters for 2026 for our football team. We'll have spring football and a lot of time for this to settle, obviously. But with the way too early polls, let's do it. Julian Sain, of course, no-brainer. Bo Jackson is back at running back. Jeremiah Smith, Brandon Ennis, Chris Henry. You like that? That's your backfield. That's your five right there.
I like that very much.
Tight end is one I'm not so sure about. Could someone like a Bennett Christian take a step and win that job? Or is it going to be Mason Williams, who came over from Ohio at tight end, had about 300 receiving yards? He's got to show some more stuff, though. Saraveld is back. Luke Montgomery is back. There's the left side of the line. Hinsman is the center, so there you go. Then you've got guys like Josh Padilla and Gabe Van Sickle at that right guard spot. Phillip Daniels back at right tackle, but I think that side's fluid. You would agree. Maybe Ian Moore wins a tackle spot. That's another name to consider. Let's go to the defense here. Kenyatta Jackson, that's surefire defensive end starter. You got him. Edric Houston, surefire tackle starter. James Smith, big-time player coming in from Alabama in the portal. Maybe Zion Grady earning that other spot at the other defensive end opposite of Kenyatta Jackson. Then you've got the guys like Bo Atkinson from North Carolina who didn't do as much as we'd hoped. And is it Quaya Rousseau who comes in from Bama, the stud edge rusher as well? And the linebackers, Peyton Pierce is a rising star. I can't wait to see Peyton Pierce. It's scratching me where I itch a little bit like Arvell Reese did before we got to see full-time Arvell Reese. Riley Pettijohn, the other linebacker. The DBs, you got Jermaine Matthews Jr. and Devin Sanchez, outside corners. Nickel is interesting. Maybe Earl Little, the Florida State transfer, takes that spot because you also got another safety that Matt Guerrieri recruited at Duke. Now he's here. Terry Moore, off the injury, but time to heal up. So Leroy Roker... Leroy Roker, he could earn that nickel spot as well, depending on what happens. Moore could possibly play free safety, but Jalen McClain is your strong safety who is back.
Oh, McClain.
So there it is. We blazed through it, the look at your 2026 starters for the
blazing.
Buckeye football team.
Blazing. Well done, Timmy.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done.
And goodbye.
See you next Tuesday. What is cooking behind the scenes here at The Fan? There's only one gal that can answer this question. It's Jen Winters, and she'll join us next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound Sawmill Road at Hard Road. It's going to be slower traffic from 270, and there's a small delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The college football season came to an end last night after Indiana beat Miami in the national championship 27-21, winning their first football title in school history. Today, the Big Ten announced that Ohio State will travel to Bloomington next season on October 17th to take on the reigning champs. The remainder of the Big Ten schedule will be released next Tuesday. College basketball, after Ohio State beat UCLA on Saturday, they look for back-to-back wins tonight when they welcome in Minnesota. Tip-off tonight from The Shot is at 6:30, and coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. And on the ice tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets go for their fifth straight win as they host the Ottawa Senators. It's the start of five straight games at Nationwide Arena for the CBJ. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Improving health, eating better, losing weight. Have you started your New Year's goal? Visit Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We are jam-packed on this Tuesday, and we're only here until 5:30 because we got an early Buckeye basketball start tonight. Buckeyes, Minnesota, must-win game. Coverage starts 5:30 here on The Fan. Jen Winters is here.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me on, even though you have a truncated show. I appreciate it.
Hi.
Jen comes in every single Tuesday, and she tells us what's going on behind the scenes here at The Fan. So before we get to the official stuff, how about some gossip?
Gossip.
What's the gossip upstairs?
There's nobody upstairs.
Oh, the gossip is, I actually saw one of our salespeople today.
Oh, you saw Brian?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's Brian. The gossip.
Brian works his butt off.
It's the first one I've seen in 2026.
Brian Hogue was actually carrying a hoagie.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
He's eating a nice little sandwich today.
Carrying a hoagie. No, he works his butt off. This McDaniel Superstore, this is all his.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a helmet.
We got a helmet.
Got a Rydell Speed Flex.
You know, you want some gossip? How about this?
Yeah.
We can't announce it just yet, but our friend Brian is a major driving force behind the fun thing that will be with Pizza Madness this year.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited to announce that.
I'm so excited. And I know the date you're announcing it, but I don't know if we're putting that out there yet. So
we're not putting that out there yet.
We're not putting it out there yet, but oh my God.
Don't spill too many of the beans, Jen.
Exciting.
We ask for juice and then, we can't. I guess we can't.
No, but just get ready. And start eating your favorite pizza and letting us know what your favorite pizza places
yes,
are.
Yes, and also expand your horizons. Yes. I understand we all have our favorites, right?
Yeah.
But expand your horizons. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Next two on my list, I heard Fishy talk about this one. I guess there'll be three. Yellow Brick.
Yellow
Brick, Black Dog.
Yeah, they went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, they did.
And Brooklyn. I've been meaning
Brooklyn
to get up to Brooklyn
was also
for a while.
A low seed,
mm-hmm.
And did they make it to the Sweet 16?
I don't think they did.
I'm not entirely sure.
They beat a couple heavyweights, though.
They made it to the round of 32, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know if they made it to the Sweet 16.
Anyway, Brooklyn's in Powell.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
New York style pie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very delicious. Very good.
Definitely something I look for.
So I'm excited for that. It's a bit off. We're ways off from it, but just ready.
We're in the business of planning things.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
Very excited.
We're working.
It's going to be awesome.
What else is going on? I know we're doing some stuff online with the newsletter.
The newsletter. So if you guys are not a part of the Fan Club, please go sign up. You can go to the Fan, 97.1.
It's free.
971thefan.com. No dots. Yes, it's free. If you go to the drop down under fun stuff, go to fan club, click it, and then you can sign up for our newsletter. And so our newsletter, we usually send out before game day. And now, it's the off season. So we are going to be focusing the newsletter on all of the people that you hear on air. So it'll get to be just a getting to know who, whatever.
Oh, who's the first one?
Anthony Rothman.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
And actually, it's the newsletter went out today. And if you go to the front page of our website, 971thefan.com, there's a little graphic. Click on that and you can learn all there is to know about our friend Anthony Rothman.
Did he have any surprises for us?
There is a link to a video where he drives an Indy car.
Yes.
And it's like over 160 miles an hour.
Rothman's a big car guy.
Yeah. So there's a link in there for that. There's a link in there for his interview that he did with Dom with Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that one. It was a good one. By the way, my birthday's tomorrow.
I know. And so is your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Jack, you share a birthday with one of our favorite people.
So exciting.
Hakeem Olajuwon one?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh,
no
yeah.
Way.
The dream.
Is it Hakeem or Akeem without the H? Which one do you like better?
He wants both.
It's Hakeem.
It's like Hanukkah and Hanukkah, right?
Well, he was
just like that.
Just like that.
Didn't he change it to Hakeem?
Well, yeah, he went by both. I think you get to decide what your name is.
Right, but so, then yeah, but he decided the H is what he wanted.
Right.
So
yeah.
If the
I don't
H
know which one came
for him.
Yeah.
I think Hakeem came first.
Hakeem came first,
and
then
he
added
said,
the H.
No, it's Hakeem.
Maybe the H was for
him
Houston.
As Hakeem. I always know him as Hakeem.
Chris Jackson, remember him?
Sharif Abdul Rahim?
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Or was he Mahmoud Abdul Rauf? Who was that?
Well, that's one of my favorites.
What about Tariq Abdul Wahad?
And then what did... Yeah.
Yep.
What's his name?
That guy, Teddy, too.
Who was Mahmoud Abdul Rauf? Who was...
Chris Jackson. Sharif
Abdul Rahim was who?
Let's see, Julius Sharif Abdur Rahim.
Or was that just his name all the time?
I guess his name was, it says Julius Sharif Abdur Rahim.
Oh. Okay.
So I guess it's pretty close to what his name was.
How about a Cassius Clay? Do you know a Cassius Clay, Teddy?
Never heard of him.
Me neither.
No.
Me neither.
How you doing over there, Steeler girl?
I'm okay.
I mean, you're looking for a new head coach?
I'm not looking. It's the team's responsibility. Although, they have not reached out to me to ask me, but
they should.
Okay.
I did see a story, which, by the way, I don't think is rooted in any sort of logic or fact, that they are open to a reunion with Aaron Rodgers
okay.
next year.
Okay.
I find that very hard to believe.
Jen is not keen on that
that's
either.
That's really funny. I mean, if he wants to stick around and be a mentor to somebody else, then that's fine. But keep his ass on the bench. Thank you. Or just don't even deal with him because he's kind of the worst.
Yeah, it's been a crazy offseason. I mean, even though we're not even to the offseason
right.
yet, but the teams that are dipping out to have 10 coaching vacancies.
It's a lot.
At this point. And now, like, I still keep coming back to when you see the Steelers, they have an opening. The Ravens have an opening. The Buffalo Bills have an opening right
these
now.
These are some prestige
yes,
teams.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But the Cincinnati Bengals,
I know.
Happily just going into next year.
The one team that you would have made a change outside of the Browns and the AFC North. They're like, you know what? Same stuff, different day. We're good.
Do not be surprised when it blows up in their faces again in 2026 and the Bengals don't make a postseason and another year of Joe Burrow's prime
yes.
goes right out the window.
Jen, you're a huge Buckeye fan.
Yes.
I assume you watched the title game last night.
I did.
Did you take some sort of joy in Indiana finishing the job, or because you lost to both of these teams, you couldn't really enjoy any of it?
So the only joy I take from this is we have a family friend. His name is Zen, and I
Zen?
Zen Mikowski.
Mahalski. I don't know why I went up like that. Mahalski?
He is a family friend.
Yeah, he played.
So he played for the Buckeyes last year. Well, the previous 4 years, he's played for the Buckeyes. He won a championship. And then he went into the portal at the end of last season, and he played on the line for Indiana.
How about that?
And so he's back-to-back national champion. He's a good guy, comes from a good family. So that's the only thing I was rooting for, was I got to see Zen play. He came in and out quite frequently, and he won. So, yay, everything else can go to hell. But at least the U lost, and I'm okay with that.
Kurt Cignetti's Chipotle order became public. And
do you know how many points he has?
He gets rice, although it doesn't specify which kind, and I think that's important. Rice, beans, doesn't specify which kind, and I think that's important.
I think he's white rice. I think he's refried beans.
Pinto beans.
They don't have refried
at Chipotle.
That's right.
I don't do the beans at Chipotle.
I was going to ask you,
what
is your order when you go to Chipotle?
I do brown rice, chicken, no fajita veggies, lettuce, guac, I know it's extra, and the fresh pico with a little bit of cheese.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It must be nice to be able to afford that guac like Cignetti.
Look at me. Sometimes I just do the vegetarian option and just go.
What are they hitting you for that guac?
Not a big meat person,
like
are you?
Like $4 for a cup of that? What are they hitting you for that?
$4?
No, how much is it? Like $3.50?
It's like $2.50, I think. For the small size,
and
then if you get a large, it's like
$5. When we as a society got together and said, avocado, extra.
I know, for everything.
Everything.
If you get sushi and you want more avocado in your sushi, you got
to
pay.
You go to the Bibimbap, right?
Yes.
They go, broccoli, it's sauteed, it's there, they got other stuff.
They spend more time cooking the broccoli than they do slicing the damn avocado.
However, avocado's extra.
Well, it's got to be because
broccoli's not.
There's not as many avocados out there as there are some other vegetables and fruits.
There's more avocado now than there's ever been avocado.
Yeah, no. I think we are knee deep in broccoli.
I think it's all a big scam. Big restaurant got together.
Yes.
They said, we're going to all charge for avocado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Pineapple is expensive, too. Like, if you go to the Bibimbap, they're getting you extra for pineapple. They even have the little plastic yellow pineapple that they put next to your bowl so it tracks it, just so they can know to upcharge you on it.
I didn't know they had the pineapple.
They do.
They
and
do.
It's quite good.
That's
it's
good.
Quite refreshing in a Bibimbap bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I like that.
See, I like the Bibimbap with the romaine base, and then you get the chicken, and then the sprouts, and
I like purple rice.
Rice is good, too.
I don't understand. Like, I don't get that stuff that costs extra, because there's so many flipping toppings at your disposal already.
But I like avocado.
That's my thing.
I know.
It has a creamy mouthfeel that you can't get with any other vegetable.
Yeah, I just think that you've already got so many good toppings that have so many good textures already that it's not necessary. My margins are blown out of proportion when I go for the guac.
You ever get the egg on top over there?
Oh, the bibby? You got to get the egg. Yeah.
Well, they didn't
offer that, though.
That's a new development.
I don't want that.
Oh, so good.
You don't like eggs?
I like eggs.
You got a problem with the unfertilized bird period?
No, no.
what about the kimchi? Do you like the kimchi?
Kimchi's fine. Mm. I miss they got rid of daikon. I like the daikon radish. They got rid of that.
Oh, radish is for the birds.
That's the hot take of the day.
Oh my god, radishes!
Timmy,
for the
no likey the daikon.
That's the next shirt, you guys. Radishes are for the birds.
Jenny,
yes. Hey,
it's been a pleasure.
Hey, happy birthday!
Thank you.
It's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, your gift gets to my house from Amazon.
Stop with the gifts. I don't want any gifts.
I'm just gonna shove it up your butt. How about that?
Okay? Why is it like I hope it gets here on time, given
the whole year?
And
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, pickleball is old news. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from Cleveland Avenue to 11th Avenue. And watch out for some slowdown due to a crash that's on the left shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side after Spring Street. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever, now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Hello.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. We'll see increasing clouds this evening and into tonight. Temperatures still kind of cold, dropping down into the teens. We'll reach a high in the upper 30s near 40 Wednesday with some scattered rain and snow possible. Temperatures out there drop back to the 30s Thursday as those rain and snow chances come to an end. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Friends, I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. That's a lot of friends.
Just friends
right there.
Introducing friends to other friends.
Hello, friends.
Jim Nance here.
Jim as well. Let me see if any of these things have been affecting you. Rattle off some things. Maybe a little tired.
All the time.
Low energy. Maybe not sleeping well.
Nah.
Maybe not seeing the progress in the gym. You'd have to find the gym.
That's right.
Staying committed can be tough, though. Yeah. And those are things that have affected me, too. That is why I've seen my friends at Tri-State Men's Health again with the friends. That's because of low T or low testosterone. You go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. You take a look around. You take the little low T quiz. It's very simple. Takes hardly any time. I have had the quick, pretty much painless shots in the ace before and felt that jolt of testosterone coursing through my veins. I had low numbers just like you. Not as low as you, but pretty damn low.
I was negative.
And that pumped me up. And
I was a woman.
Felt different. No more crashing out on the couch late at night. whenever Sarah would tap me on the shoulder, I was ready to go. Clothes just flew right off my body. And upstairs I went.
All because of your friends.
All because of my friends. Yeah. And they could be your friends, and then you could all be friends together.
We're all friends.
TriStateMensHealth.com. Thank you for being a
friend. Promo code Golden Girls when you call TriState Men's Health.
Promo code Be My Friend.
Did you give the phone number?
Oh, yeah. 800-900-9654.
We'll take half of your endorsement fee for that one.
Take the papers. Why do I get two pages today? I like the double side printing. What'd you do that for, Teddy?
That was just a mistake. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to reprint again because then I'm using even more paper. Nah. So I just said, here it is. Screwed it up. I was off my game a little because I had to got it printed out for Common Man now.
Oh, so sorry, Ted. Sorry, I asked you for a printout.
I know.
You print everything.
Yes.
You have all the stories printed out. You're reading off of a sheet of paper now.
You like the pickleball?
I dabbled.
T-Bone hates pickleball. You hate pickleball, too? And tickleball.
I like tickleball.
It's the new sport.
Tickleball, how does that one, how do you incorporate the tickling in? Like, you miss a point.
You're in the kitchen. You're hot in the kitchen. You do a little tickling.
Oh, you get up in that kitchen.
Mm-hmm. America's flushed with racket and paddle sports, including tennis, squash, which I don't know what that is, racquetball, pickleball, platform tennis, what the hell is that, and paddle. Is there room for one more?
Are we gaga with all those games? I don't play a one of them.
It says we're flush with them. I don't know if we're gaga for them.
No.
An 80-person investor group led by Tennis Channel founder Steve Bellamy, including Drew Brees, Tony Robbins, Chris Pine, J.J. Abrams, Tiffany Haddish, and Bert Kreischer.
Is it Haddish or Haddish?
Haddish? Yeah. Haddish? Hashish?
I think it's Haddish.
I don't know, man. Anyway, they unveiled a new sport called Tipti? T-Y-P-T-I. It's a cross between pickleball and tennis.
What the hell is this?
We played on a pickleball court.
We don't even know what the hell the name is.
Tipti uses a foam ball and small tennis-like rackets that are currently being manufactured for sale. It's closer to mini tennis than to pickleball. Drew Brees, as I said, is involved in this. I have a quote from Drew Brees, but as always, I don't want to read it as Drew Brees. That's boring. So instead, here is Larry the Cable Guy saying the words of Drew Brees.
I plan to roll it out at every facility I'm involved with. This opens up a realm of opportunity for pickleball facilities. Now you can play this other sport that is really, really fun. Has different rules, has a different racket, different ball. It's fun for all ages, all types of people, except for the gays. They may prefer the cornhole, if you know what I mean. Get her done.
Drew Brees still doesn't like the gays.
I don't like that last part.
No. I mean, I added that in, but
I plan to roll it out at every facility I'm
in. No, I don't want that again.
What the hell?
I accidentally hit the button.
But there.
Larry the Cable Guy, you stay over there.
Get her done. That's a pretty good Larry the Cable Guy.
What'd you think of that one, Teddy? Pretty good essence of Larry the Cable Guy, don't you think?
That was pretty good, yes.
You had him on the show back in the day, didn't you?
Like 20-some years ago, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's interesting about
him? What show?
It was a little morning show with Uncle Fitty.
The Brown Water.
Yeah.
You know Matty Eyes, you blade.
That's right.
Fitzsimmons had Larry the Cable Guy on.
Yeah, we had him on.
How old are the Cars movies? Because he played the tow truck the Disney Pixar Cars movies. I feel like that was really when he took off. I mean, he had his stand-up career.
They had that blue-collar comedy tour.
Yeah, the blue-collar comedy tour with Foxworthy and Ron White.
Yeah.
Was he a part of that?
Yeah, Ron White.
Drinking his liquor up there?
Yeah, there's four of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Liquor.
Another guy. Poker.
Doug Pfister.
That's what I said to Dommy. I'm doing TV with Dom today, right? And I'm doing TV with Nicole tomorrow.
I'm sure whatever you said to him, I'm sure they're about to edit out.
I'm complaining because it's like, yeah, I got to be camera ready 2 days in a row. I don't want this.
We're in a quarter zip. You're fine.
It's not. It's a whole mindset, right? It's not just a quarter zip. It's a nice cashmere quarters
okay,
that I'm wearing.
Okay, but you can't just be...
No.
There's no duality to that? You can't be comfortable doing this show?
I wouldn't wear this on a normal day. No. I'm not wasting a cashmere sweater on you.
Well, I think you look nice.
Well, I do look nice. It's
okay,
not the point.
To not look like a bum every single day.
The point is... I'm complaining about how I got to be camera ready on Tuesday, camera ready on Wednesday, and Dommy says to me, Mikey, just wear whatever you want. I said, yeah, John. John, too.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, Dom. Yeah. I'm going to wear my Big Johnson shirt on the air.
You ain't got no Big Johnson shirt. You're not, you don't have one of those. Look at my boobies, Jack. Those are funny shirts, though.
Back in the day, I had one.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to hide it from Mom.
You did? Mom would have.
No. Mom would have.
Mom would have gone nuts for that.
I would change into it when I went to a friend's house.
Oh my god!
We'd play football in the retention pond in the Big Johnson shirt. I mean,
yeah, where the hell are you going to wear that? You couldn't
liquor
wear it
in the
at
front,
home.
Poker in the rear.
You couldn't wear it at home. You couldn't wear it to school. People started to wear those to school, and they were getting confiscated quickly.
I know.
They would give you just Hanes. You would see the dude wearing the Hanes white T-shirt, and everybody would point and laugh at him.
Now,
what happened to Big Johnson?
Now the white T-shirts are popular, man.
Well, yeah, but not just like a plain Hanes. You get like a nice white T-shirt.
Plain white tee?
Yeah.
Plain white tees are good. What happened to the plain white tees, Teddy? That's not Stacy's mom. Who is Stacy's mom?
Ooh, Stacy's
mom. Was that
mom.
That's Fountains of Wayne?
Wayne. Yeah, that's right.
What about Archers of Loaf? You like them?
I'm not familiar.
What the hell is an Archers of Loaf?
It's a band. Archers of Loaf.
What do they do? Anything I know?
We had a nice goalie fight last night.
Ooh, yeah, it was
between the Panthers and the Sharks. Bob.
Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob getting testy. I like testy Bob.
Testy Bob
Remember
was
the
good.
First time that Rick Nash came in? After he was traded to the Rangers, and Bob was there with the Jackets and was having a fantastic season, and he was just instigating Rick Nash the entire night, just poking him with his stick. Nash never really lost his temper, but he did on Bob that night. Bob can get under your skin, and I appreciate it.
Was there a fight there? Between him and Bob?
Because the goalie fight is something that's spectacular to see. Shoving.
And then everybody kind of came into the scrum and kind of prevented an actual fight from goalie to skill position player.
What was that?
That's not something you're going to see, really.
It was fight night at the Joe, and I think it was Avalanche and Red Wings. Teddy, Google fight night at the Joe, because I just want to know the date for that.
Little context behind this one. This was Nedeljkovic and Bobrovsky, so it was the San Jose Sharks goaltender. That's who they were playing. And San Jose had the lead. I think they wound up winning this game 4-1, so they're up 3-1. And I'm finally actually catching a back angle of this, too, because I hadn't seen one yet, but you get the long skate up there because Nedeljkovic does not really see him coming until Bobrovsky is right up there. And it's not the prettiest looking fight. It's two goalies that aren't used to it.
I know.
But it got everybody going, and it was the first goalie fight since Mike Smith and Cam Talbot on February 1st, 2020. So almost 6 years haven't had a goalie fight.
What was fight night at the Joe? What was the date on that?
Yeah, that was March 26th, 1997.
1997. Yeah. Wow. That's the most brutal hockey fight I ever saw. Fight night at the Joe. If you're not familiar, if it was before your time, throw that into the Google or the YouTube and be amazed at the brutality.
Oh, the humanity. Hey, you know what? It's good how they're still at least a small part. I get how they had to taper it down, but the fact that we still have them, we still have guys like Olivier, who's a pretty damn good hockey player anyway.
You have to be
but
now.
But you've got a little bit of the fighting that's still there.
You can't just have goons on your team. You need to be a good hockey player.
No, but
who's also physical.
You still have the ability to have a couple
but
guys.
Fight Night at the Joe was like that fight scene in Anchorman. They're handing each other tridents.
No touching of the face or the hair.
Killed a man. Rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some holdup due to an accident that's on Dublin Road between River Oaks Drive and Roberts Road. And there's a bit of a slowdown on southbound 315 from 670 to West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait. sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We are out a little bit early today. We're done at 5:30 because we have Buckeye basketball. Buckeyes and Minnesota, the Gophers. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Must win tonight.
Oh, for sure. And I didn't get to this in inside the Buckeyes, but probably no chance at this. But if they finished out the week with an incredible road win, they have the opportunity coming up on Friday night. I don't know. I want to watch tonight's game. I want to watch tonight's game.
Why would you start your statement with this?
What do you mean?
Probably no chance of this.
I'm talking about an appearance in the top 25 poll come Monday.
Oh.
That's where I was going. Now, look, they got up to a nice spot in the KenPom rankings. I think they're sitting at like 35. It's not bad. We're in an okay spot right here. But without, maybe if they got one of those other wins that escaped them, that would push them over the edge. I fear it might not be enough that they'd get some votes, but they might just be hovering on the outside. If they beat Minnesota, beat Michigan on the road, that'd be easily an emphatic win.
Beat Michigan on the road.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think at 14-5, if they did that, would they sneak into the polls or would it just not be enough?
Yes.
We'll see.
Sneaky.
Well, I mean, they'd have to
No,
win.
I don't think they can
do
beat
it.
Michigan on
then,
the road.
Then that's a problem.
Rapid high.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From some pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Hey, Teddy's here. Rapid Fire number one.
All right, Indiana made it three different Big Ten teams in 3 years to win the national championship. Oregon would probably be the most likely team to do for like four different teams in 4 years from the Big Ten. But
yeah.
Who else do you think could be that fourth team?
Oh, man.
USC?
So we can't say, yeah, that would be it for me.
Yeah, USC.
Illinois is not going to be in a position to do that. No way. Honestly, who else would there be?
Penn State's not ready.
Washington with DeMond Williams coming back. I mean, they were good this year. I would give Washington, I'm saying that on purpose, okay, the outside shot to maybe make the playoff, but yeah, it's easily Oregon.
How about Mike Locksley and Maryland?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I mean, they're about to get that full share, finally, mm-hmm. right? He wants everybody to get the same thing. He is not for a Big Ten team, and it's not that way now, getting to keep all of their college football playoff revenue themselves.
All right, I'm going to go with USC. And Teddy mentioned Oregon. Rapid fire number two.
Which team do you think has the best chance to sustain a successful program, Indiana or Miami?
I'm not betting against Coach Sig, man.
I'm not. Yeah.
I had my doubts about the guy. I laughed about the guy. I'm not laughing anymore. If he tells me he can do it, I believe him. He's 62 years old. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Just, you got to, not like we haven't thought about this yet, but you got to think about it. When this guy came in and had that press conference, everybody on the outside instantly hated this guy. They thought he was a total clown. He sits there with a stern look and says, Google me. I win. He didn't even have a team put together yet. And then 2 years later, that guy has won the national championship? No, it's easily Indiana for this answer.
Rapid fire number three.
Do you think the Buckeyes will be ranked ahead of Indiana in next season's AP preseason poll?
I mean, we looked at all these. Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And it's because of the returning quarterback factor. You had Julian Sand, who was sitting in New York, and he's coming back. And Indiana's bringing in the dude from TCU. What the hell's his name?
So they got Josh Hoover.
Josh Hoover.
Let me tell you about Josh Hoover. This is a guy that has been playing for three solid years for TCU. You're getting another fifth-year guy that's been around the block. He's got 71 touchdown passes. So they are also getting another dude to come in there who's experienced, and I bet he's really excited to be a part of Indiana football after what they did.
Did you see that Alberto Mendoza?
Alberto Mendoza.
Fernando's brother, who was the backup quarterback, has hit the portal. So you win the national championship. You're very excited. Less than 12 hours later, I'm in the portal. And you have to make that decision because the portal's going to close on the 24th for them.
They get a few days. That's it. They get a few days to sort all this out, to figure this out. Again, we're still looking at what do we do with the college football playoff and upping the number, going to, you know, staying at 12, going to 16, going to 24. We need to figure out what the college football calendar looks like first and foremost, but that's not going to happen.
Rapid fire number four.
Now, who do you think is going to be favored when the Buckeyes travel to Indiana on October 17th?
I don't know, man. October 17th? What is Indiana doing in the non-conference, Teddy?
I'll say Indiana. I'll say, like, Indiana by a point.
It's a home game. All right, I'll say Indiana, too.
I want to look at Indiana's schedule for next year. Give me a second.
We'll do it after rapid fire. Rapid fire number five.
Now, yesterday was National Popcorn Day, and I've seen Common Man eat some popcorn here recently. He's got some bag up from the Fan Cafe, right?
Yes, they had a cheese corn and caramel corn mixture up there, which I was not. I didn't have high hopes for, but it was pretty damn good.
Pretty good. So what's your favorite variety and or brand of popcorn to eat?
I really do like that caramel corn cheese corn mix. A lot of people call that the Chicago mix, although the true Chicago mix has buttered popcorn, cheese corn, and caramel.
It has all three?
All three.
Why do the Garretts specifically just do the cheese and the caramel corn then?
I don't know.
No?
Just be unique.
Yeah. Well, no, I like it with just the caramel and the cheese. You turn me onto that. I think that is just a phenomenal flavor blast.
I think Garretts is very good. However, the stuff that you're going to find like at Kroger, and they do sell it there, is not the same experience as if you got it shipped directly from Garrett or you walk into one of the shops. But if you're going to Chicago or you want to have popcorn shipped to you, I would recommend Nuts on Clark. I think that's a superior product. Nuts on Clark, their cheese corn, for me, is better than the Garrett's cheese corn.
You serious, Clark?
I'm serious, Clark. And actually, you know what? I just got an email the other day. I want to say they've got a 20% off thing right now.
Is that something that's special for you because you...
No, it's for National Popcorn Day.
Host?
No. Oh. I get nothing. It's National Popcorn. As a matter of fact, if they have that promo code when I get home, I'm going to order you some, buddy.
That would be very nice
of you. I'm going to order you some popcorn. Teddy, you want in on this? You want some poppy?
Teddy, get in.
Yeah, sure, why not? I love some popcorn.
I love popcorn.
What's your guys' just cheap brand, though? If you're having it in the house.
Orville.
I'm an Orville guy.
Yeah, I like the Orville.
Yeah, Orville.
From Valparaiso, Indiana.
Indiana boy. Love a little Orville Redenbacher. Yep. And I like to have the seasoning salts in the pantry. There's a couple little... like farm style brands that I've seen on the internet and bought those have like that bright neon orange dusting on top of the popcorn, spice it up a little bit. That's good. Also now, like a white cheddar sprinkle too.
Used to go to the movies. I don't go anymore. Back when I was banging, I was a big buttered popcorn guy.
Who didn't love the movie theater popcorn? It's great.
I would get the buttered popcorn and I would, they'd put the goo on.
Well, they would have the goo station.
No.
Right there.
What I'm saying is they put some of the goo on.
Got it.
The good ones will fill up the bag halfway, goo you, do some goo.
And then do more.
And then fill it up with more popcorn and then put some more goo on top. Mm-hmm. And then I would go to the goo station.
Yeah.
And I'd put even more butter goo on there. And then I would throw in M&M's and Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Into the popcorn bag and mix that around. Ooh! My arteries are clogging just thinking about it, Teddy.
I told
probably took years off my life.
I told you my move, and you always poo-pooed it. You never liked my idea for what to toss into the popcorn
bucket. Was it like
bucket.
Mike and Ike's? Is that
no,
what
Red Hots, Red Hot Tamales. Hots. I'm surprised because it gives you a little bit of that kick. You get a little bit of the saltiness with the popcorn, and then you get the sweetness and the spice.
Look,
with the tamales,
I haven't tried it.
They warm up if the popcorn's
so
hot.
So perhaps I'm missing out on something.
Oh, hot tamales.
It does not sound appealing to me.
Well, you better.
Teddy, what type of
corn
do you
like? You better let it appeal.
I like the cheese corn. Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah. A little cheese, not like maybe some nacho cheese on there.
What about like a kettle corn?
I love kettle it. Corn? Like a kettle corn. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right out of the kettle.
Yeah.
They're charging like $16.99 for a little bag.
Can I tell you something?
It's good.
Charge me what you want.
No, not charge me what you want.
If you're making the fresh kettle, when do you get fresh kettle corn?
At the fair. That's really
right.
It.
That's what I mean.
Sometimes they might have a little thing out in front of the Sam's Club, depending on what season it is. You ever run across that before? Every now and then.
Yeah.
Or like you're at a hardware store and someone's out there cooking kettle corn. That's always a nice little surprise.
Why don't you call me when that's happening?
Next time I'm at the Lowe's in Hilliard.
Meet me at the Menards.
Yeah.
There's kettle corn.
Saving big money out here.
That's right.
I'm going to get a gyro and some kettle corn, too.
We have some Michael Jordan news coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing delay on northbound Sawmill Road at Hard Road. It's going to be slow from 270. And there's a couple-minute delay on northbound 315 from Ackerman Road to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Don't let data limits hold you back from being the gift master in the family group chat. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get real unlimited data on Verizon's 5G network. Straight Talk, available at straighttalk.com or Walmart. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Hey, everybody, it's Berm.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
You said Teddy was going to come and get us.
No.
I told you now, it's 47.
Epic game going on. We had to pause it. We're still at deuce, Teddy. Back and forth. Epic. Like the Olympics out there.
Tremendous. I'm getting hammered. Not a good mid-show, Timmy. Bad. I know. Is it hotter?
I'm getting winded.
We're fat, out of shape. Let's start there.
It's warm, too.
And it's hot. We're running.
Why is it so hot? It's 1 degree outside.
Why are we running the heater so much? We're so insulated in here. We probably could set it at 63. 64 for like a building wide temp. We got all the equipment in here.
Yeah, equipment
that heats stuff up.
And people.
Lots of people.
Asbestos.
Asbestos. We got windows. It's a very sunny day, so the sun's coming in here. And where that ping pong table is, it's like there's a vent right above us. You got the sun shining in. The heater is blasting. We're moving around. We're moving and shaking.
Whew. You know where we have to move?
Man.
Upstairs. Jen's desk, Jen Winters, she has a cool air vent blowing right on her.
I feel like there,
she hates it.
I feel like there is a little nook next to Jen's desk where there's a conversation set that is never being used.
We have so much wasted space here. We have these common areas that no one uses. If we actually use these spaces, we'd have room for everybody.
What about the area in our lower level that used to just have all of the, like, Collins crap stored in it?
It's what are we going to do with Collins that? Crap area?
I think we might actually put some other cubes down there.
Cube?
Yeah, little cubes. There's that foosball table. I don't know why
I don't like you.
I don't like you talking bad about foosball.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
Foosball is for the devil.
I don't like foosball.
Foosball's fun.
It's dumb.
Teddy, do you like to play a nice foosball, especially a rock solid table like that?
Yeah, that would be fun. I agree.
Well, it's there. Why don't you guys play?
Because pushed against the side and it's shunned. I feel like you're going to make fun of us if we try to enjoy a nice game of foosball.
Enjoy the foos. I just don't want to play with you.
It's not that loud either.
Doesn't do anything for you.
If you play like a man and you don't spin,
I'm a man.
You can't spin.
Yeah, we have to have rules.
Of course, guidelines. Rules here? There's no rules here. Yeah, you have to do that. But the only guy I ever played with, you remember old Hayden Heilshorn?
Yeah.
He was a producer here, Triple H. Only guy ever played foosball with me. We had a hell of a time playing foosball. I miss it. Then we brought in that piece of crap air hockey table.
That was
and
garbage.
We put the foosball out to pasture. I don't understand it for 1 second. Bad decision.
What if we get like a little ski ball?
It's a great game.
Get some sand, right?
And ski ball.
It's a nice quiet game, too.
Yeah,
we're not going to disturb anybody with the ski ball.
You know what? I didn't know if you were saying that in jest. It might not be that loud.
That's what I just said.
No, but I didn't know if you were joking, though, because it is an arcade game.
No, I'm not talking that. Like those tables you have in the basement.
Oh.
In the rumpus room.
What is a rumpus? The bumpus is dogs?
How do you not know what the rumpus room is?
Rumpelstiltskin?
No.
Love it. Love the rumpus room.
Absolutely. Teddy was banging. He would play spin the bottle in the rumpus room.
It is a bang bang room, huh? Is that what it is?
It's in the basement.
It's in the basement.
It's downstairs.
You get anything a good rump going on. Rumpus. You put the little sand on the table and you swish those discs.
I thought that was shuffleboard. I thought that was like bar top shuffleboard.
What did I call it?
Ski ball. You know skee ball, right?
No,
it's a classic arcade game.
It's probably shuffleboard.
You roll it up the
ramp. You're right, I'm stupid.
And there's like you try to hit the 100s in the top left and right corner or the 50
right
in the middle.
Right next to Skip Mossick's office, we put a whack-a-mole machine.
Yes.
How long would it take him? His birthday's coming up.
When's his birthday?
24th.
Okay, good
for Skip Mossick.
See, here's my problem. I need...
You got a lot of them.
I do. But look, I'm a assistant program director here.
Oh, Teddy.
I'm going to pull rank, but I have no access to our own employees' birth dates.
I am an associate.
I am an associate. I want to know. I have to go like around back channels just to know what your birthday is. I mean, I know it by heart now, but...
You don't have to know it by heart. Who cares?
I need to know when people's birthdays are coming up.
Skip's birthday is on the 24th because it's on Facebook. And by the way, don't friend me on Facebook, okay? I only accept the friend request if I know who you are. No offense to you.
Right, it's no offense. We have...
Right, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, you can get me there, but Facebook, I like to keep it to people I know... spewing crazy political things in my timeline.
If there's a social media stream that is still in the forefront that I'm on the least, it's that one. It's Facebook.
I feel like the old, like my parents are always on Facebook.
It is trending
always.
Older. Yes, it is skewing older. It is. It's not to say that young people aren't on it too. The thing for me is I can't believe how many people get duped by these completely fake Buckeye stories? The last one I saw is Archie Griffin is about to die. And everyone is just like, oh, prayers. Oh, it's totally fake. Right. There was so many fake ones
about to die.
There were so many fake ones about Ryan Day that pop up, too. about how, you know, he's like saving sick children and traveling across the world and all that. Like, what are we, who's making this stuff up?
Didn't he have like Charlie Kirk's widow living in his basement or something?
There's some crazy stuff that it makes up.
Right, there's weird stuff, man.
Can't believe this Facebook stuff. Just
my parents are on Facebook all the time. You know what my mother did to me the other day?
What?
So we, the girls had a cousin's weekend. Mm-hmm. All right, so my daughter, my niece, they stayed with my mom and my dad for the weekend. So a couple days before, I text my mom, hey, you know, do you want me to bring anything? What time am I dropping Samantha off?
Yeah.
And you know, she gives me the time. And I said, oh, looking forward to it. I don't care. Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. Samantha's looking forward to it. And my mom says, oh, me too. And then she gives me 3 eggplant emojis.
Huh?
Yes. I don't think she knows. What an eggplant means. If she does,
what?
I'm terrified.
No, she obviously doesn't know what it
she
means.
She probably saw it and she's like, oh, the kids are doing eggplants. I'll do eggplants.
Yuck.
Too. Yeah, yuck is right.
Jesus.
I followed with some squirty emojis.
Yuck. You did not, you liar.
No, I didn't.
Do you think she meant to send them to
what?
Dad?
He's in the house with her. They don't go anywhere.
I mean, they can still text each other and give a little,
yeah, let me tell you something.
A little fun texting.
Yeah. He's downstairs. She's upstairs. She texts him some eggplants.
Uh-huh.
He walks his 75-year-old crippled ass upstairs. For what?
Time to go.
A little eye squirting.
Let me pop don't. No, his eye doesn't squirt anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, since he got the cataract surgery,
that's right.
His eye doesn't squirt anymore.
A little ocular wetness.
Ocular gleekness. Ocular gleeking.
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly.
Oh, gee, golly. Hey, we didn't do the tease, did we?
Timmy time.
Yeah, no tease.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
We didn't do anything.
All right, Michael Jordan news. Michael Jordan news and Timmy time.
No, double tease. Double tease.
Double tease.
Fish going to come in here and wring your neck. You're going to be out.
Please, God.
I don't think so.
Send me some eggplants.
I don't think so either.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. We also have a bit of a slowdown, just a couple minutes, on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40, one night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State men's basketball team goes for consecutive wins tonight as they host Minnesota. Tip-off from The Shot is at 6:30, and coverage begins here on The Fan at 5:30. Some other notable college hoops action tonight. Third-ranked Michigan hosts Indiana. Number 4 Purdue is at UCLA. And number 25 Miami of Ohio is at Kent State, looking to start the season 20-0. In college football, last night Indiana beat Miami in the national championship, claiming their first football title in school history. Today, the Big Ten announced that Ohio State will take on the Hoosiers in Bloomington next season on October 7th. The remainder of the Big Ten schedule will be released next Tuesday. And on the ice tonight, the Blue Jackets go for their 5th straight win as they host the Ottawa Senators. It's the start of a 5-game homestand for the CBJ. Face-off tonight is at 7 o'clock. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're done at 5:30 today because we got an early Buckeye basketball start. Buckeyes and Gophers of Minnesota.
Gophers.
Live pregame coverage starts at 5:30. So we're moving Timmy time. Pay off on the Michael Jordan tease, will you?
All right, so we talked about this before. We had a little thing with our morning friends, T-Bone and Tyvus, where they were all, mainly Dylan and Bone, were all up in arms about Jordan, Michael Jordan, doing that one interview that they were splicing up, the Tirico sit-down, as part of the NBA's glorious return to NBC.
Before you continue.
Go ahead.
This is the thing that about you that drives me nuts. So you will sit here.
What?
And you'll wax on, you'll tell a big long story, and you'll drop names like, hey, you know, Evan Blankenship, who works here. You and I know who Evan is.
Dylan, the producer T-Bone and Tyvus? What?
Hold on a second. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Fine.
You'll tell these long-winded stories. You use first names for people that don't deserve first name treatment. But in that instance, you're like, yeah, Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan. You made sure to say his full name. Just in case we didn't know who Jordan was.
All right. Sorry.
Hey, you know, Phil? Yeah, Phil.
Phil from accounting?
Yeah, good old Phil.
Oh, Phil.
Hey, Jordan. Michael Jordan.
I just figured.
Just in case you didn't know.
He's so famous. Sometimes I just like to use his full name. Like Larry Bird instead of just Bird. Larry Bird.
Okay, go ahead.
The legend Michael Jordan. You know, thanks for wasting the whole segment on that. So, do you believe what was alleged to be the payment for this? Did you see this first of all?
Was it $80 million?
$80 million?
God bless
him. There's no way that can be true.
So Rico came to his house for 15 minutes?
It was 1 hour of taping and he didn't even have to travel.
God bless, man.
Walter White sacrificed his entire family. People died around him to hit $80 million in the entire meth enterprise that he ran. And Michael Jordan
did it in an hour.
Is doing that 1 hour hit, and he told them no, go stick it. Told him to stick it about doing more interviews again. But I don't think a lot of people are burying Michael Jordan for this.
Why?
I mean,
NBC paid him, dude.
Right. Work out a different deal. Do more.
Get.
Oh, he's not giving enough back to the game. Oh, and
giving enough back to the game. The guy was a team owner.
It's Jordan.
What's he supposed to do?
His airness.
Take out the pom-poms all the time?
I don't know.
Have somebody do his tweets like Magic Johnson?
It is.
Sky blue. Thanks, Magic.
I would like to congratulate the Indiana Hoosiers on a wonderful college football season.
Thanks, Magic. Appreciate it,
great
buddy.
Great tweet, Magic.
Yeah,
very
you're
insightful.
Back to the game, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready?
The little lamb. All right, go ahead. This is actually a quiz for Mikey, even though it's Timmy time.
No,
so
you've done the quiz. It's Timmy's quiz.
We are doing a Back to the Future quiz.
He's a peeping Tom.
You're going to like this one. I'm going to start you off with a fun one. And everybody play along, because who doesn't love Back to the Future and the entire franchise?
Justin Zwick.
This one is early in the original Back to the Future movie. It's the way actor Crispin Glover laughs as he plays Marty's father, George McFly. They're all sitting around the dinner table watching what sitcom for extra credit? Was that The Honeymooners?
It was The Honeymooners.
All in the Family.
It's The Honeymooners.
Very good. Oh, now we can watch Jackie Gleason while we eat, right? But this is your actual test. I want you to give us your impression of George McFly's laugh. Let's see what you can do.
How is that a quiz?
It's a quiz.
Just asking me to do a laugh?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I think that's good, Teddy. Yeah. Yeah, you did it. That's how you do it.
All right.
Good job. 2 for 2. All right. When Marty meets Doc Brown at Twin Pines Mall in the beginning of the original movie, he sees him demonstrate the DeLorean. Einstein, his dog, goes back in time, the world's first time traveler. Marty is flabbergasted, as anybody would be. Doc then goes into the workings of the machine. How many gigawatts does it take to generate enough power to get the flux capacitor to work?
1.21 gigawatts.
1.21. Very good. Didn't even need any help. 1.21 gigawatts is correct. Now, a little part I love called finish the line. We're still here in that same scene where the DeLorean is introduced. It's totally iconic. Here is a short snippet of dialogue. Can you tell me what comes next? Take a quick listen.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium.
Plutonium. Wait a minute.
Are you telling me this sucker is nuclear?
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there. No. This sucker's electrical.
That's good. Very good. One of my favorite lines. I love it. All right, you're 100% so far. After Marty gets in the car, heads back to 1955, he hits up the corner diner, and the owner hits him with this line.
Hey, kid, what'd you do, jump ship?
What? What's with the life preserver?
Life preservers became one of the great things. The puffer vests became a great thing. When I went to the musical, everybody was wearing one. I wore one as well. He proceeds, Marty does, to have a conversation with that owner who you heard. And there's confusion when Marty references not one, but two 1980s brands. Can you name one or both of them?
I can name both.
Let's do it.
Pepsi Free and Tab.
Correct. Very good. Both
just
of them right.
Give him a double. Any sugar in it.
He says, all right, give me a Tab.
I can't give you a tab unless you order something. Right.
Well, give me a Pepsi Free. You want a Pepsi, pal? You're going to have to pay for it. It's fantastic. Pepsi Free, the caffeine-free Pepsi. Tab. I don't know if I ever had a Tab. Is it a cola?
Yeah.
It's just a cola drink?
Yeah. It's a cola drink. It's a vodka drink.
Take a lager drink?
It's a whiskey drink.
As long as everybody for the good times. Okay. Celebrity guest question time. Here we go. Who do we have? Oh, it's Tyler Danberg.
Hi, Mike. At the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, you'll hear Marvin Berry play with this backing band. A, the Midnighters. B, the Starlighters. C, the Twilighters. Or D, the Moonlighters.
That's a lot of lighters right there.
Why don't I know this?
That might be the toughest one.
What? No. Give me a second. I know this was a time quiz. What are we doing here?
Think about the drum set.
Well, give me the choices again.
Let me give you the question again.
Hi, Mike. At the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, you'll hear Marvin Berry play with this backing band. A, the Midnighters. B, the Starlighters. C, the Twilighters, or D, the Moonlighters.
Okay.
B.
Yes.
B.
Yes, Starlighters.
Yeah.
Yep.
You gonna buzz me now, Teddy?
Yep.
Just needed a second.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Chuck, it's your cousin, Marvin. You know that new sound you're looking for? Listen to this when he's playing Johnny B. Good. It's fantastic. All right. In Back to the Future 2, moving on to the next movie, Marty, Doc, and Jennifer have gone to the future, and they're on a mission to get their kids out of trouble. It involves Marty having to intercept Biff's grandson, Griff, who I absolutely hate in this movie.
Since when did you become the physical type?
Now, they get in a scuffle, and they race around on some hoverboards, but Griff has a wild-looking hoverboard. It is called the what? Is it the raw dog? Is it the wild animal? Is it the beast, or is it the pit bull?
The beast, I think, isn't it?
It's the pit bull.
Oh no!
I can't believe you missed that one. The hoverboard. Hook up. Hey, McFly, those boards don't work on water. All right, we'll have a few more.
I don't need the movie. You can just come and recite the whole thing. Whisper it in my ear.
We'll have a few more. After the break.
And we have Backpage.
Backpage coming up.
One segment left.
That's it.
This is bogus, man. Tell the Buckeyes it started at a regular time.
How many times are you going to say that?
I'm going to say it as much as I want.
There's going to be a couple more.
No, there's not. I think it's the last one, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think
there's at least one more.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's causing some holdup on westbound 70 downtown at Livingston Avenue. Things are moving a little slow from the 71 East split, and there's a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever, now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to The Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on The Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Hello, it's... The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. We're looking at increasing clouds this evening into tonight. Temperatures falling into the teens. We'll be down around the upper 40s for highs on Wednesday. If a rain-snow mix possible, impact should be minimal. We're back to dry in 30s on Thursday, but 10 TV weather impact alerts return Friday and for the weekend due to bitter cold wind chills. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Buckeye basketball coverage coming up at the top of the hour. Buckeyes in Minnesota tonight. Our guy.
What? I can't hear anything. Okay, there it goes. I thought we were off the air for a second.
No, I'm talking here, homie.
No, I could see you talking.
You gotta tighten that cable.
I understand. I know. I can hear it. Mr. Like, you had your microphone off at one point this show.
It's like, I'm doing the show with my wife.
Yeah, that one time you did that.
Yeah, well, this time you're dumb. Beamer's here.
Common Man, Timmy, what's up?
Are you interested in a permanent hosting gig with me?
Better do it quick.
I've had enough. That was pretty quick, your run with him.
We are doing a Back to the Future trivia.
Would you like to play a little bit?
During Timmy time.
It's Timmy time.
Little Lamb.
I've seen each movie one time, so.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine?
I've heard you talk about it so much that I feel like I've watched them six times a piece.
You and Justin Zwick?
No, don't do that.
Well, why? He doesn't care for him. He didn't need him.
I don't need him either, but I've seen way more movies than he has. I'm pretty sure he's only seen like 9 movies in his life.
Just not a movie guy.
Which I don't get how you can't be a movie guy. You're not a movie guy.
I used to be a movie guy. I have no tolerance.
Why?
I have no patience.
Just, what else are you doing?
I get upset. I hate the characters now. I scream at them. You're stupid.
Well, you gotta have characters.
I hope you get eaten.
If you don't have characters, you don't have movies. You got nothing.
Yeah, you don't have good characters. What do you have?
All right, come on.
A bunch of nonsense. So just play along if you want, Beam. Finishing up here. In Back to the Future 2, when old Biff goes back to the 50s to give the sports almanac to his younger self, he pops on a certain football game of note. Do you know? Just give me one of the combatants of that game. Was it an Ohio State-Michigan State game, UCLA-Washington, Oregon-Oregon State?
I don't know.
Let's take a listen here.
Here comes Decker with a kick. It's up. It looks good, folks. It looks very good. Field goal. UCLA wins 19-17. Listen to that Coliseum Bronco wire.
The good part about that, I don't know if that was the official call, but that was the actual game. Decker was the kicker. Oh, Decker the kicker, not Dicker the kicker. Went out there for UCLA and won that game over Washington 19-17.
In 1955.
In 1955. They actually used November 12th games, which would have been 1 week too late. But either way, pretty accurate. They had the scores going on the radio. Ohio State beat Iowa 20-10 on that day in 1955.
It's a good win.
It's a good victory, right?
Top 10 matchup back then.
Kirk Ferentz was still the coach back then. All right, a few more. Here's one I call the hidden actor. Sorry, the actor? We know a lot of stories about actors that were almost in the movie or had small parts. Elijah Wood is the kid playing the video game in Back to the Future 2.
My guy.
Eric Stoltz was Marty McFly. Did you know this?
I don't know who Eric Stoltz is.
Eric Stoltz, you'd know him from Pulp Fiction. You'd recognize him if you've seen him. He filmed for weeks, and then Zemeckis said, "This sucks, you're fired, we'll wait for Michael J. Fox." But what actor would later be in one of the most highest-grossing films ever, had a small part in 1 and 2? Was it Robert Downey Jr., Jeff Goldblum?
No.
Or?
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane is one of the goons, one of Biff's cronies.
And Billy Zane then was the antagonist, Rose's fiance in Titanic.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he gave some interviews about how little, well, he didn't even have a speaking part other than, yeah, let's get him. Or they actually almost said the S word, a lot like we could go the full way, just our shit. Like when they're about to run into the manure and they all yell that out. So Billy Zane didn't get to talk a lot, but he's in that. Now to the Huey Lewis question. We know that Huey Lewis's Power of Love and Back in Time were huge hits on the soundtrack. Huey was in the first movie as he was judging Marty, and his band was
The Pinheads.
Very good. So Huey was slang in the 1980s. Listen to these short clips and tell me what Huey Lewis hit song this is from. Don't answer. Let's hear the first couple here. Wait. All right. That's clip one.
Can I answer now?
Just let me play the second part. I can see that you know it. Here's part two.
I know the answer.
All right.
I know you spent time getting the audio, but can I just answer the question? It's Hip to Be Square.
It's Hip to Be Square.
That's the Evan Turner karaoke version.
All right, good job. And the last one I have here, at the end of Back to the Future 3, Doc Brown and his new wife, Clara, introduce their boys to Marty and Jennifer.
Yes.
Right before Jennifer like sees the sheet of paper and the "you're fired" thing disappears.
Do you want the names of the boys?
Are their names?
I can answer.
I would like to give my fake names first.
Go ahead.
What am I preparing? Is it Slippy and Slappy? Is it Gene and Joe, Harry and Lloyd, or Jules and Vern?
Jules and Vern.
There you go.
Timmy spent 3 hours doing this today, Beamer.
Waste of time.
3 hours.
I don't view it as a waste at all.
All right, Buckeyes in Minnesota tonight, Beamer. We said earlier, must win. You know, you got to win games like this.
Yeah.
You guaranteeing victory tonight?
No.
Okay. But you agree.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's a must win.
Yeah, it's a big game. They're probably coming off their best 40 minutes on Saturday against UCLA. You get John Mobley Jr. playing the way that he is in these last couple of games with no turnovers, the way that he's moving the ball, especially offensively. If he gets scoring the way that we know that he is capable of, like, they're going to be tough to beat. We know what Bruce Thornton can do. We know what Devin Royal can do. But John Mobley Jr., if he continues on this ascent that we're seeing in year two out of him, then watch out. This Buckeye team is dangerous.
Buckeye basketball coverage coming up at 5:30. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Just layering on to what you were saying there, Beam. So taking a closer look at this Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Reimer's panicked tonight.
Yeah, so there's a reason. Because Reimer did not get what he wanted out of Cade Tyson as a North Carolina Tar Heel fan. Now, this dude He's from North Carolina.
He's a baller.
He went out to Belmont and had a great freshman and sophomore season. He was up to 16 points per game as a sophomore, and he was doing a little bit of everything. You know, can hit the glass a little bit. 6'7", good size for like that stretch guard.
6'7".
Yeah, 6'7", 200 pounds. He's now averaging 21 points per game. Did nothing for the Tar Heels last year. He's one of the best scorers in the Big Ten. But, again, you're doing it on a team that's not very good. And they have a new coach. They got rid of Ben Johnson for...
The Bears hired him.
Folks in the know, yep.
Yay.
You've got... Well, that was the Minnesota dude's name, right?
I don't know. You're the basketball guy.
I think it was.
I didn't start paying attention until this year in the Big Ten.
Now you got me second-guessing now that that's the same name as the
what
Bears
about Richard
head coach.
Pitino?
Richard Pitino.
He was there.
Yeah, that was well before. But
Tubby was there.
Nico Medved
Tubby.
Is their new guy. He comes over from Colorado State where
Nico
he had a
Horner.
Nice 7-year stretch.
Little Jack Horney?
Nico Horner? Who that?
Let's go.
Let's go. We got the Jackets tonight as well, guys. You talk about both teams in town. You got the Buckeyes at the Shot right down the road. You got the Jackets. These are must-win games for both teams, for both programs right now. And how about this? Rick Bonus. He liked Elvis.
He's going with Elvis again tonight. That's right.
He liked Elvis very much. So we weren't sure that Elvis was going to play that Penguins game. He had the big game in Bonus's first outing. Yeah. Or maybe that was game two, but he was saucy.
I think it was game one. Because we learned that Elvis, not a big fan of Dino.
That's right. And
new coach.
He was saucy.
What do you mean by that?
New coach.
And he was asked about the Penguins game coming up. He's like, we'll win. We're like, we don't even know if you're going to be in between the pipes.
Well, but Elvis was taking a drink during action. In Pittsburgh, maybe he has a little Fritos or something, a little snack.
You know, and Bonus saw the drink, and he liked the drink, too. He said, I've never seen anything like that in 50 years of hockey, but something about Elvis, he is one of Bonus's guys
well,
right now.
Bonus
another
has
shot.
Been in town for about 5 minutes. Elvis tends to wear people out after a period of time. He also
what do you
tends
mean?
To suck after a period of time.
We shall see. I hope it keeps going right, because... If it does, they've got a lot of home games here, a lot of games that they could win, and some better teams coming in, too. I think the Lightning are about to come to town, so we'll see this for the Jackets here in the upcoming days and weeks.
Buckeye basketball coming up next. We're back tomorrow for a big Wednesday show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and I-70. And there's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40, one night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. You like garbage food. I like garbage food.
Yeah.
I asked you to choose your number one fast food establishment, and you went with Wendy's.
Yeah.
Which I, look, location, consistency...
It's all good.
Fine. You can have free Wendy's for the rest of your life. As many times a day as you want. It's hot and fresh every single time. You're treated like a king when you go there. No dirty looks. But you have to play Russian roulette.
What do you, every time?
No. One time.
Oh.
One time.
Oh.
One.
You know what?
Time.
I'll just keep paying for my food. I don't want to take that chance. Not for
what is it? Was it six?
In the chamber.
All right. Well,
if you're talking about a revolver,
I mean the odds are in your favor.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying
it's not a.
Is
yes,
there okay?
The
is,
odds are in your favor.
Maybe
but it's
I under.
A game.
Maybe I overestimated your love for food. Is there amount of money out there for you to play Russian roulette?
I mean, yeah, probably.
But what is that amount?
Does my family get it either way? Like, I mean, obviously, I'm not doing it. Well, then why am I doing it? Because then I'm either alive and rich or dead, and then none of that money.
First of all,
what was even worth it?
If that was the deal, my wife would load bullets in all the chambers.
same. I know. Mine would too. I'm just pointing out that the whole point of me doing this would be so the family gets money.
How about this with the Wendy's?
Yeah.
Not Russian roulette, but I shoot you once with a gun in the thigh.
Oh. But then I get free
Wendy's for life.
For the life? Yeah.
No problem.
I mean,
shoot you with a gun in the meaty thigh.
You're guaranteeing me I live and can heal from it and eventually get back to a normal life.
I mean, hey man, that's up to you.
What do you mean that's up to me?
I mean, I don't know what happens when you get shot in the thigh. Maybe I hit an artery. Maybe I hit a bone. They have to amputate your leg. I have no idea. But I'm shooting you in the thigh.
That's a risk I could probably take to get free fast food for the rest of my life.
Teddy, would you let me shoot you in the thigh for free food?
I was going to say yes, but then you said if you could just guarantee that I would still live. But
yeah, I just want to make sure. You're probably going to, I mean, chances are good you're going to live.
Yeah,
you
get shot in the thigh most. And
I would think so, yeah.
Can I have my doctor be like right there with a full medical kit?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there's an ambulance there.
Okay, okay. Then we got the good chance I'm making it out, even if you blaze an artery off of me or something. That's fine.
What's your place, Teddy?
McDonald's, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that going to be yours?
Probably.
Yeah.
Although Taco Bell's coming strong to the hole.
Taco Bell would be my number two choice. I mean,
could you eat Taco Bell like seven times a day?
Absolutely. I could eat Taco. Dude, there's so many options. And it's all the same food, but I don't care. It's delicious. But Wendy's for me, slightly more options for me. So I will go with that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.